first coach on the teleconference today is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. The Wildcats are 5-2 in conference play and 9-2 overall. Northwestern plays Illinois at Soldier Field in Chicago on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on ESPNU. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions this morning?
Yeah, quick opening statement, Adam. On behalf of the Northwestern football family, we'd like to express our thoughts, prayers, and condolences to Coach Carr and his family on the passing of his grandson, Chad. Coach Carr has always been terrific to me as a young coach, selfishly. He was absolutely terrific, and the least that we could do is express our thoughts and prayers in this tough time. So with that, how about some questions, please?
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And we do have a question from the line of Jonathan Schaub with Spartan Nation.
Coach, what's the chemistry like on this team relative to some of the teams in the recent past, and has that been a difference in your guys' success this year?
Yeah, Jonathan, it's very similar to the team that we had a few years ago when we went down and won the Gator Bowl. You know, at the start of this January, where I really challenged our defensive line and our secondary to take over the attitude of the football team. Those two groups have got terrific senior leaders, some underclassmen that are absolutely outstanding from a work ethic, attitude, leadership standpoint. And those two groups not only did that in January, but then continued on through the entire offseason. And when you look at the production from our team, from a consistency standpoint, those two groups are probably our most consistent groups top to bottom. So I would say it's been a big part of the reason why we've been able to win so many close games is that trust and belief and confidence in each other. It's, chemistry is a tough subject, as we all know in school, but it's even tougher when it comes to team. And when you have it, it's something special.
Coach, you talked about finishing games there. Can you learn, can a team learn to finish games or a program learn to finish games without going through some difficult experiences early in the process?
Yeah, I think you can. You know, first of all, success in that situation, I think, breeds confidence in the situation. And, you know, every coach in the country, no matter if it's in the Big Ten or high school or grade school or the NFL, always preaches finish. And you probably put that into your everyday drills. You put it in every workout, you know, every practice. But until you get the evidence, you know, in game, it doesn't really become maybe a part of who you are as your identity. And I'd say right now through, you know, whatever it is, 11 games for us, it's been our identity this year. And, you know, over my time here, we've been in a lot of close games. And even when I was a player, I mean, the last 20 years, there's no secret that we've been in a lot of close games. And when we've been successful in those situations, the team, our team has been successful as a whole.
And as a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Brian Finnis with ESPN.com.
Hey, Pat. Just wonder what your thought was when you found out Illinois was moving this game and some others to Chicago. I can't imagine you were too upset about that.
Yeah, Brian, you know, it's I got it totally off guard. I had no idea that there was actually thought of doing it. So when I heard about it, obviously first reached out to our great AD, Jim Phillips, and, you know, he told me kind of there might be something happening, but I hadn't heard anything in a couple months. And, you know, from our program standpoint, we, although it's technically a road game, we really don't have to change our Friday routine at all. So it actually works out pretty well, especially for our players, that we don't have to leave home, you know, really for the next 6 years on Thanksgiving weekend. So that helps a lot.
And do you expect this to be, you know, like a, more like a neutral site or even maybe a home game for you guys, depending on the turnout?
You know, we're going to prepare like we always do for road games, and then adjust accordingly. But you know, I know all the fans, our fans that I've talked to, are excited about it. You know, it's for our players. It's what it's all about. You know, I'm selfishly, I'm a Bears fan. You know, 10 years old, the Bears won the Super Bowl. So, you know, the reason why I probably became such a football fanatic is that team. And to have the privilege to take our squad into that hallowed arena is a great opportunity for our guys. And I know they'll be stoked up for it on Saturday afternoon.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you.
As a reminder, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Josh Moyer with ESPN.
Hey, Pat. What impresses you the most about Justin Jackson? And when he first got on campus, did you kind of foresee him having as much of a workload as he has?
Yeah, you know, I think in high school, and he can't quote me on this because I don't know the exact number, but there were multiple games that he carried the ball 40-plus times. And we were actually going to call Ryan Wilkins, his high school coach, after Justin committed and ask him to start carrying the ball less. But, yeah, we did. We knew he was going to be that kind of guy. Did we think it would be an instant impact? You know, you never know that. But to see the impact that he's had in his first 2 years here, it's just been absolutely spectacular. And I still think there's a ton of room for improvement in his game. He knows that. He's working at it every day. And we're just very fortunate just to have him be the focal point of what we're doing offensively.
Coach, one other question for you here. Looking forward to this week, what have you seen so far from Illinois on film, and kind of what are you expecting as the game takes place here this weekend?
Well, it starts with my respect level for Bill Cubitt. You know, the job that I've known Bill for a number of years, and the job that he and their staff, their seniors and their young men have done through tough times. You know, tough times either break you apart or bring you together, and those guys down here in Champaign, it's been a catalyst to bring them together, and that's really, really impressive. You know, offensively, they got weapons across the board outside. Their offensive line is tough and physical. You know, when you watch Josh carry the ball and they use multiple running backs when he went down, they can take it the distance every time they touch the ball. You know, defensively, they're on the same page. They play very, very hard. They're very physical. Their corners are locked down, cover guys, and are physical. And then their safeties are, you know, it's not leading at are close to the top in the conference in total tackles and are very active in the run in the pass game. And then special teams-wise, they do a lot. They're very multiple. They've got very talented skill guys out there. And you know, they've just been unfortunate in a couple games. You know, their backs are against the wall. They're going to have an outstanding game. And we've got to get prepared here at the end of the week and play our best game of the year if we want to have a chance to compete. So it's going to be one heck of a heavyweight battle.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks to all of our great media. Happy Thanksgiving to you all, and appreciate it. Go Cats.